Welcome back. We're with the Upper Marion Foundation, and Jerry Vitimo will be doing the presentation for us this evening. Turn the floor over to you, Jerry.
Thank you, Tina. I'm Jerry Vitimo. I'm the foundation liaison, staff liaison. I have a brief report. Since the beginning of the year, the foundation in the first quarter has taken in a couple thousand dollars. So our starting point at the opening balance was $18,275, and we're at $20,534.66.
Okay. Is that the full report then?
That is the full report.
Okay. Are there any questions from anyone from the board on the foundation? Do we have any expectations of anything that we may be implementing this year? Are we identifying a certain subset of population, a demographic that we would like to fulfill any needs, or is not?
Well, I think the most effective thing we ever did was care for emergency needs during a township-wide crisis, of which we've had two, and we had ready funds. Ready to go, and I think we could be quite proud of that, because we're not hat in hand. It's not the BCA money, it's our money. It's your foundation, and we were able to give it quite quickly. That said, it has been in December 2024, we had offered some mini grants. The recipients of those grants, I would say in hindsight, they didn't have critical need. We thought that they might, and they were asked to write grants for the mini distribution. They were approximately $5,000 grants. It did take us down to about $9,000 total, which might have made it difficult if we had had an emergency. But as we head toward the end of the year, perhaps if we become aware of a need through a particular one of the nonprofits that we serve, that we partner with now, whether it's a county service that really supports Upper Marion residents, that's something we could consider. And perhaps it's not a mini grant, perhaps it's just a distribution. If anecdotally you're hearing from our police and fire that there is a need out there, I think the opportunity will be there. I would imagine will be upwards of 24K at the most. We've had at one point, I think, just over $30,000. We're getting at a point where if you wanted to make a distribution toward the end of this year, I think we would have that kind of funding for something that's not a calamity, but a grave need.
Yeah.
And if somebody wanted to donate to the foundation, how would they do that?
Well, we have someone that donates. That's why it jumps up. We have someone that donates out of their savings. They do a dividend distribution to us, which is great. There are people who give $100, $50. That's very, very typical, but it really has made a difference. And you're really helping people who are in need. We really seek to serve people right in our community that are in great need. So those kinds of gifts make a difference as well. We're also still selling the signs. We're going to be putting an America 250 homage behind the steins and be selling them. We have plenty of steins. They do in this America 250 year, this great anniversary year. They would make a great gift for someone. They're down to a very, very affordable price. So we'll be advertising those in the as we head toward the 4th of July.
But if somebody wanted to donate today, how would they do that? Would they call the office? Would they get online?
Well,
would they just send a check in?
We do have a no fee donation site. That is right on the foundation site. They can click through that and give through credit card, which is really nice. We didn't always offer that without a fee, us incurring a fee or the donor incurring a fee. They could cut a check, they can come to the cashier window and do that. And of course, they'll get a receipt back from us thanking them for the donation. Very simple. They can write the check out to the Upper Merion Foundation. Thank you.
And I would just suggest that for folks out there who are listening, if you're looking to donate and give a charitable gift, this is a great place to do that, because you're going to end up helping your neighbors in their, probably on one of their worst days or shortly thereafter. I mean, that's why this foundation was started, was to help our own community and to help people get that next step, you know, have some comfort or security knowing that they can do some things that maybe they can't do because of an event in their life. So.
Thank you. Right on.
I was wondering if we are going to be hearing from residents that may have had some over the winter season when it was so bitterly cold with utility bills. Mm-hmm. I was wondering about that, and I'll make this as an opportunity to mention that if people are delinquent in their bills, that they could maybe contact the township, and then we could go through the foundation to see if we can help, or even lead them into the right direction with working with PICO, with their energy programs. But that's what I was wondering about, that happening this year because of.
Absolutely, and I think we have such great supports here. The cupboard has expanded to a branch that focuses particularly on people with energy needs, and a former social worker from the school district is administering those funds. And really, after last year, it was their first time, the Board of Community Assistance will be continuing that support to Upper Merion Emergency Aid, but also the Upper Merion area cupboard, because they're now being able to help folks with people who might be in such a pinch with rents and nearing eviction. They are helping with that, and they're helping with keeping people's lights on. So they do great work too, and I think the foundation in kind can help with that kind of thing.
I didn't realize that the cover was doing a program like that now, so that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. And Beth is working it directly. Yes,
that's really wonderful. Is there anything else from anyone? Any questions?
Thank you. No. Thank you for all the work that you guys do.
Oh, thank you.
No, appreciate that, Jerry.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we'll go into a slight recess for a few moments, and then we'll come back and meet with the media board.